What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. According to the epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health, in the last 24 hours, 22 deaths have been reported due to the new coronavirus. In addition, in the daily balance, four deaths from previous dates are updated for a cumulative total of 7,886 deaths, returning a lethality percentage of 1.1. This Tuesday, 3,180 new cases of people infected with COVID-19 were detected. According to the report, in the last hours, 17,789 tests were applied to detect the infected, giving us a positivity of 17.8%. Meanwhile, active cases total 33,763, of which 33,171 are in isolation at home, 592 are hospitalised. Those who are in isolation are divided into 33,024 in their residence, with 147 in the so-called hospital hotels. In addition, 519 patients are in the wards, 73 remain in intensive care units in hospital centres in the country. As of yesterday, Tuesday, the application of the second dose of the pediatric vaccine against COVID-19 began in Parque Omar in San Francisco District. The health authorities have asked parents to carry identification for children between the ages of 5 and 11 who are going to be immunized. Similarly, these children should have breakfast and be well hydrated. The vaccination day has a schedule from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and will last until this coming Saturday, the 12th of February, informed the First Lady, Yasmin de Cortizo. Pediatric vaccination against COVID-19 is advancing in the country, with a view to having the largest number of children vaccinated for the start of the school year, which is scheduled from the 7th of March. The Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office and the National Police apprehended two former heads of the Ministry of Health, who last August were separated from their positions due to a possible conflict of interest due to their relationship with a company in charge of carrying out swab tests. They are Ana Lorena Chang Chevalier, who was the regional head of public health, and Leonardo Labrador Chavez, former national head of epidemiology at the Ministry of Health. The information on the raids and arrests which were carried out in the district of San Miguelito was released this Tuesday by the Attorney General in charge, Javier Caraballo. Over several months, evidence has been gathered that allows us today to effectively order the apprehension of these people, and in the legal period of 24 hours, they will be placed under the orders of the guarantee judges to charge them criminally with two crimes, Caraballo said. It is about the alleged commission of crimes against public health and corruption of public officials for the issuing of illegal swabs. And it is that supposedly Chang Chevalier and Labrador Chavez, who are husband and wife, are linked to the Cermedic clinic located in Brisas del Golf in San Miguelito, which was in charge of the swab test in order to travel to six Panamanian Pacific Islands from the 9th of August of 2021. Attorney Caraballo announced a third person apprehended. She is a medical technologist also from the Ministry of Health. In this case, the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information also opened an ex officio investigation. Last August, they carried out five ocular inspection procedures at the Ministry of Health, the Public Registry, the Civil Registry, the Gorgas Commemorative Institute for Health Studies, and the laboratory contracted to carry out the said tests. The National Immigration System confirmed on Tuesday that in 2021, 38 people with terrorist ties were identified when they travelled through the Panamanian territory. According to the immigration authorities, these identifications were achieved through the use of biometric capture tools. It is specified that a total of 72 alerts were detected last year with this system, and that the 38 people related to terrorism came from Palestine, Jordan, Iraq, Yemen, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. Similarly, it was specified that another 22 people were detected for identity theft from Africa, specifically from Somalia, Mali, Egypt, Togo, and Sierra Leone. It was reported that the implementation of advanced biometric reading devices and database platforms, which are connected to international security agencies, have allowed the apprehension of these people. Samira Ghozain, Director of Migration, explained that people who are detained at the Tocumen Airport due to international alerts are handed over to Interpol. Those who are apprehended at the borders or the capital city have to comply with the procedure for their deportation. Regarding other arrests in 2021, it's detailed that for drug-related crimes, three cases of people from the European continent who arrived in Panama from Great Britain, Albania and Romania were detected. Regarding 2022, migration confirmed that four people who had a red alert for cases of homicides, terrorism, money laundering and drug trafficking were identified. Among these people is a Colombian citizen who was wanted by the United States authorities for his alleged link to the murder of the president of Haiti, Jovenel Moise. Independent voices agreed that it is necessary to unite to present a proposal in the 2024 elections with which the country can be transformed. The issue entered the public debate because singer-songwriter Ruben Blades called on independents to unite in a common front to try to alter the prevailing corruption and administrative mediocrity with ideas and concrete proposals. Good people have to unite, and you have to work as a team, said Deputy Gabriel Silva. For this country to transform socially and economically, we have to work as a team. I do not discuss that. I do not oppose it. I do not debate it, said Juan Diego Vázquez. Regarding the Movimiento Otro Camino of former presidential candidate Ricardo Lombana as the platform to unify them, Vázquez said that this is a premature to decide now, but the proposals must be analysed in due course. Meanwhile, Lombana called for joining forces against those who want to continue looting our funds and continue stealing the future from Panamanians. The political election of 2024 has already begun to put pressure on the agenda of national life. The singer-songwriter Ruben Blades gave a boost to this dynamic with the support he gave to the independents and particularly to the Movimiento Otro Camino, led by former presidential candidate Ricardo Lombana. I'm glad to know that a Panamanian of the stature of Ruben Blades agrees with us that we need a party like the Movimiento Otro Camino to integrate the entire independent proposal, Lombana assured that when he spoke about the subject. The leader of Otro Camino, a 48-year-old lawyer, came in third place in the 2019 presidential contest. He got 370,000 votes. Numbers that placed him after Romelu Roux, the Democratic Change candidate, who came in second, and Laurentino Cortizo, current president and who represented the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. Lombana, who these days is taking the last steps to get his political project off the ground, a collective that already has 46,615 adherents, stated that the approach of inviting independents to join his platform is something that he's been doing for a long time. While a proposal that he says reaches both those who aspire to be independent candidates as well as the elected figures. The traditional parties have always managed to divide the independent vote. We cannot make the same mistake. We have enough to agree on a vision, on the government plan, on the measures to be executed to transform this country and rescue the nation. Don't let us divide. Do not believe in manipulated polls and not let them warm our ears and all those things that they do so that we do not join. The Supreme Court of Justice, the CSJ, has just declared unconstitutional several articles of the General State Budget Law corresponding to the year 2021, related to the funds allocated to the entities that impart justice in the country, including the judicial branch itself. The decision was made known through an edict released this Tuesday by the Secretary-General of the CSJ, Yanitsa Yuen. Now, although the decision of the plenary session of the court is from last December the 23rd, the lawsuit had been filed on the 26th of April of 2021 by representatives of the Judicial Council of Panama in order to make the content of Article 214 of the Constitution prevail, which states that the budgets of the judicial branch and the public ministry may not be less altogether than 2% of the current income of the central government. Now, this ruling is an important achievement to ensure the financial independence of the administration of justice, said Carlos Lee of Alianza Ciudadana Pro Justicia and a member of the Judicial Council. The plenary session of the CSJ determined that Articles 7 and 8 are unconstitutional in the lines that establish the budget of the judicial branch and of the Attorney General's Office and of the administration. And Articles 28, 29, 30 and 31 of the Law 176 of the 13th of November 2020, which dictates the general budget of the state for the year 2021 for the amount of $24,192.3 million. This law is no longer in force since it was replaced by Law 248 of October the 29th of 2021, which dictates the budget for the 2022 term. Articles 7 and 8 of Law 176 of 2020 include a table with the current and capital expenses of all state entities. Meanwhile, Article 28 dictates the budget of the judicial branch for 2021, which was $182.2 million. The other three articles demanded, 29, 30 and 31, referred to the budget of the public ministry. That of the Attorney General's Office was $195.5 million, and out of the Administrative Attorney's Office, $6.6 million. Now, if the budgets of the judicial branch and the two prosecutors are added, the figure of $384.3 million is obtained, which represents 1.59% of the total state budget for 2021. The Constitution orders that it must be 2%. The ruling had ex-magistrate Hernán de León as rapporteur, and it was endorsed by Luis Ramón Fábrega, magistrate up until the 31st of December, like de León, Juan Francisco Castillo, Ángel Russo de Cedeño, Carlos Vázquez Reyes, Olmedo Arrocha, Cecilio Cedaliz, and Maribel Conejo. José Ayú Prado saved the vote. And that's it. Yeah, did you manage to stick with me through that? That's it. That's our look for this morning. That's some of those things that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled on The Breakfast Show.